What's your name?
Mick.
Mick.
Ewan Walsh.
Ewan. You're both single, right?
Yeah.
The situation for single men is different from married men.
We can't claim any supplementary benefit off the state or anything. It's just a case of living on handouts.
Handouts?
Handouts, charity.
So you don't get anything?
No.
I was talking about £1 a week, £1.70 or something. Yeah, in Yorkshire.
No, we haven't been there. I inquired, we haven't been able to claim anything out of myself. And I've got a mortgage myself, buying my house where I am now. For rate rebates, I haven't been able to claim the rate rebate because you've got to be claiming supplementary benefit before you can claim a rate rebate.
Rate rebate is the one.
Can you explain, Alan?
Rate rebate is the government deem that these lads get £15 a week off the union. Because of that £15 a week, they can't claim supplementary benefit. So if you can't claim supplementary benefit, you can't get your
rate. Where do you claim?
You claim the government.
The government. The
government, yeah. Right? So the government has said, no, you get £15 a week, which is above the living wage for a single person.
Yeah.
So straight away, they can't claim anything.
Yeah.
So Ewan has got to pay his mortgage, or if the bank will suspend it, the bank may suspend it for him.
Which they have, which he did.
Well, obviously,
What does that mean? What you don't?
I don't pay anything now.
Does it mean that the bank says you can pay later? Or does it mean it's our eyes now?
No, pay later. Until such a time as find out when we can do that. Say you want to pay your bill, reassign the house, and pay off what you owe them, you know.
But they can't do that now.
If they wanted to, we could.
Is that if they said it to them, a limit to a family left?
You could say tomorrow, pay up.
Right up to them,
I've been very lucky. That was a national Westminster bank, which, funnily enough, a lot of people don't know of it, because the NCB owned 39% of the shares in that way. Amazing, I think.
How do you get some money anyway?
Well, I had a week's work last week, yesterday, and one of the girls came on with us yesterday. But other than that, really, very little work, because so many people on the dole, they get what work they can, and isn't much about. But it was a friend of my brother's who wanted a job there, and that was the reason we got the job. But I've been very lucky because of my parents. That's my father who serves tea in the morning, and that. We've never wanted to feed or anything, you know, we've been very lucky. Haven't had my hardship, the garden living, you know. Well, as you can see, it's just luxuries, what we used to, isn't it? Luxuries and social evenings, you know, going out, enjoying yourself, holidays, the car's gone, you know, things like this. My parents support me.
Support you.
They're both retired. They're both on pension. They support me.
Which mine are mine on pension. And you go to the picket lines?
Yeah.
You want to be extra?
It helps.
Yeah.
How is it to be on
the picket? It depresses you when you see so many going on. And what can you do? Because the police don't let you stop the cars and tow up to them and ask them to turn around. The police just hold you back and then drive them straight in.
Yeah.
And what the media say is, you know, what you get the press coverage, it's whatever they, it's how they see it. You don't print the truth of it. You know, put it on the news, the truth. they sort of twist it around to how it suits them.
But you talk also with the scabs about
what's going on? Yeah, I mean, there's some of them you don't talk to. I mean, there's some blokes down there have gone from day one and you don't talk to them. The fellas who've gone in from, what, after 8 months, because they have money for Christmas. And you've got families, you can understand it. But, I mean, if you went in, if you read the paper, you think that once you go back to work, they're going to give you £1,400. If you know, you're going back for 20 quid Christmas bonus, if the truth is known, but they don't come back. We put 1,400, you know, mine was a missing 1,400. It's a load of rubbish.
Yeah, I remember interviewing Montella and like yesterday they came to ask why they went back to
Justin. They keep sending letters out with dear Nick or dear Ewan or dear Alan, your contribution to your department is sorely missed. I mean, any other time it's, hey you're just a number, get and do that job. It's psychology what they're trying to put over to you. Yeah. If you've got any sense, you just rip it up. You know, some of them just say, oh, they're missing me, and you go back straight in.
And of course it's. So it's important for you to have contact with the interest.
Well, yeah, because when you can boost each other sort of morale up, you know what I mean? And I mean, it's no fun getting up R5 just to stand on the picket line, but you can have a giggle about it. You know what I mean? You can tune yourself up.
Yeah.
So okay, it's not bad.
Do you think that, that you can talk with the scabs and after the Christmas day go back on strike? Be in the
chair. I don't believe so. Because we've had people there for the last 6 or 7 months now, I've been going in for one building and we're promising to come back out. We haven't seen them yet. The point is, if you've been out on strike 6 or 7 months with no money, and then you go back to work and you get 100 quid a week in your hands, you're not going to say, well, forget it again. Because you get used to having a lot of the luxuries.
Well, why are only Pickett and Lynn are saying that they want to do the scabs?
What's
that? Why?
You heard them say on television yesterday.
They're saying we want to talk to them.
Yes, because what they want to say is it's an official strike. This is an official picket line. Turn wrong.
By law, 6 pickets can stand in the middle of the road, stop a car, and then one spokesman can ask that driver to turn around, rejoin the strike, you know, come out with his workmates, but the police won't let you stand there. The police just sort of put you on the footpath and say, stay there, and if you come off it, we're going to arrest you.
What's going to happen that time?
Secretary of the Union, all of our grand chairman. He was in charge of, was it obstruction?
Obstruction
of the highway.
But there was another place
He was well within the law, and they were asked
the law is only used where it suits the person who's using it.
That way it doesn't suit them. It's Margaret Thatcher who's using it, because it suits her.
And turn it their way. Well, that's a very old law, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, because in Yorkshire, when they want to, they can pick out very old law from the past century.
From the 1800s.
Yeah.
For the prosecutors. They've never been used before.
Can you tell us about the time we were all worried about the horses here? What does that mean?
It was early on in the strike when there was probably about 100 or so pickets down there. And there was police presence, there was a lot of police there. There was about 80, something like that.
Well, I think there was 300 of us, I think there must have been, well,
is that right?
There'd be at least 400 of us, and apparently the horses.
But they brought the horses in, males were found in the middle of the road, and trains were mailing the horses. But I don't think it was, I don't think it was any of our lives, I think it might have been some flying pickets. Because it is a moderate area, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not known for violence, it's always peaceful.
There's a tag in Mansfield, Alan Jarrett, there's a little North Mackers there. Something I shall never forget from all my life is we had a rally. And it was it 40,000 odd there that day in Mansfield?
75,000.
75,000. Well, that trouble started with the police at the end of the day. It just coincided with school children coming out to schools. And we had six police horses running up and down the main street, skipping running children, anybody in the side, shoppers, skipping the lot. Bodies everywhere. He was even arrested school children because they thought they were minors children. But they arrested him. We'd just come out of school. Trampled down by horses.
Alright, is that good now? It's on again, it's on.
There's also the town at Mansfield. Were you there at Sheffield that day, off?
No.
What we'd done, it was the day of, they made the strike official. Without the ballot, wasn't it? And we dropped the majority from 55 down to 50. That was that day, we were at Sheffield that day. And, and after the rally and nothing, and after Scargill and the other leaders had come out speaking to us, we were having a walk around the town and the police come round, started aiding us back onto the buses. Well, they brought the riot police in then, but we weren't doing it because we wanted to go our own way and go around the town and what have you, you know. Some people had a drink, you know, not all of us. That ended up in a battle in Sheffield. Riot police and one thing and another. I think at that time they must have been very restricted in Sheffield because they couldn't bring the police in as they wanted to. There's a fair few arrests, but they had to level up.
I think what happened there was Sheffield was the first time that the mass pickup had gone to Sheffield because we went there from delegates' conference.
And they weren't prepared for it.
And
thousands of people.
Yeah. The police weren't prepared for that many people. Now, once Mansfield was it, Mansfield followed Sheffield.
That's right, yeah.
So the police made sure that they would have enough police there,
yeah,
and they would get vengeance after what happened at Sheffield, because the police got a good hammer in Sheffield,
yeah,
because the people wouldn't. This is our country, we allow free travel.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the lads were saying. If we want to go down the town, we can go around the town. This is our country.
Yeah.
But the police tried to make it as they couldn't. And when we went to Mansfield, the police were ready. And they made sure they put us into a confined space. And all the roads leading led to this confined space. And it was full of police. And there was all sorts of police there. Not just normal police, riot police, horsebacks, dogs. Every sort of police that could get there was there. And it was for to get vengeance after revenge after what happened at Sheffield.
Also street collections in Newcastle, which me and mother had, we did for a month, just the two of us. Every time we were there we had a policeman coming up to us, where are your permits? Who's given you permission to do this? They're hassling it all the time. I mean, you're standing there doing no one any harm, just rattling the old tin. And they're there, where's the permits? How long have you been here? How long are you staying here? You're just getting, it's hassle all the time.
what you thought last night in the club last night. The police come in this club last night, and there was no argument. Everybody finished drinking, and we were sitting talking about the strike, and about the police, and about the programme on television last night. And then they appeared. That's the best thing they could have done for us, because now you can see it yourself, what they're doing. That was because you were friends of ours, and we're not allowed to have friends. And I think when you get back to Holland, you have to explain this to your papers and that, what you've seen, because people don't believe it happens in England.
That's right.
There was a time in Silverdale one morning, way over. I think, you know, it was on the afternoon, about this time. It's one of the kisses, you know. And we've got to put it right away, runs out through the corner. We was going to the footbridge, I don't know if we've been down to the footbridge. But we wanted to go from the main gate where we were this morning, down to the footbridge, which is a public right away, anybody can go there. Well, he went to Oakdale, and this policeman stopped him. And I said, well, if you don't go down there, it's a public right away, man, you can go down there. He turned around to me, he said, hey bastard, open your mouth again and you're not. And that's a shh. No freedom of speech. People on Friday, he's stopping you from going on the public library. On Friday, it came someone in Stoke, a Labour Party rally with Neil Kinnock as the scare job. I went down there, and all the cameras, all the press were there, the TV crews, all the reporters, and there was about 12 really left-wing extremists, and they weren't there to hear about the fight for coal and Neil Kinnock supporting the miners at long last. They were there just to disrupt it. The following morning, because there was a few scuffles there between about a dozen of them, we just weren't interested in the nature of the rally. It was in the papers, you know what I mean? Scuffles in the King's Hall at Stoke. And that's what we focused on. Not what was said. I mean, there was a lot of things said, but I mean, what the true aim of the meeting was, they just ignored it. We continued the scuffles. You know?
I've seen police start trouble and then we've retaliated. And I've seen IPN camera crews, you know, IPN LEDs, turn themselves off. So we had a red light on the top of the cameras. We've turned them off. And the police have been doing it. Back on, and then we've retaliated. And then it says again, you know, we've started the trouble.
That's happened to Mansfield.
That's where I see it.
That's where the camera kicked over.
Yeah, they kicked it over there.
They kicked the camera over there.
They said that it was there.
In my film,
there was a lad getting kicked on the floor by six police. And the lads were shouting to the cameraman to film it. And he wouldn't turn his camera. So they kicked him over. But Channel 4 recorded it.
Yeah?
Channel 4
played it. So,
we put on video. But we couldn't show it on television.
Not permitted.
Any news in this country that goes out is checked. And turned to their ends.
It's got censorship.
Censorship isn't allowed in England,
Because
papers haven't come on the streets because the unions wouldn't allow certain parts to be printed. So the papers like the Sun and the Mirror, they've left a blank page.
Yeah.
It's all right, they want to print, but what the printers say, the miners must have the right of reply, and they wouldn't give the right of reply. So they just left two pages blank.
So the union went to give us a reply.
So the union went to the judge to
let them say it.
No.
These papers are owned by industrialists. And it's whatever they want to print, it suits them. But I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's the working class people make a country. And the way this government wants to just stamp us onto the ground and just brushes aside with 4 million unemployed. Because that's what will happen if they close all the pits down. I mean, because I mean, we're not going to want to move area to area like you did in the 50s and the 60s. We're just going to face a lifetime on the door. And we can't sit on the fence. and yeah, and just do nothing about it. You've got to do something about it. But the newspapers, because of the people who own them, you're not allowed to print your point of view. You know, they can put over their message, but when you want to give a reply, as Alan said, you can't do it. And the unions have said, well, if you can't, you know, if you're not going to allow the miners or any section of workers to make a reply, we're not printing that in the first place. So the pages blank can just apologise and say it's due to an internal dispute.
Yeah.
they say the printers are going on strike for more money. It isn't that. They just will not print it.
Yeah.
It's a class struggle, to be quite honest, if it boils down to it.
We will all join the Amsterdam people squatting in 12 months if I can.
They're probably there.
So there's regarding apologies, if the newspaper have to make an apology, it'll be that big on one of the back pages somewhere in the sports section. Yeah. Where most people don't read it anyway.
No.
Yeah, that's them covered by law then. They don't know what's required of them then.
I mean, this must sound like as if we're with you, well, a real sad story, but it's true, you know what I mean? You go through 9 months of it, so, but I mean, you know that's what.
We were living in the old working blokes, 12 years ago we wouldn't ever dreamed of taking the point of view what we are today. You know, we were going to work, just work for a living, that was it. Involved in nothing. Only going to work and looking after ourselves and our families, you know. We never dreamed we'd be talking about police harassment, the media against us and all that, because myself, I never realised it. But thousands of other people haven't realised it until it's happened to us. You hear people on about it, but they just don't care because it hasn't happened to you. The top and bottom of it.
Well, all right, Jack. That's the attitude.
That's true. This is what we're talking about the other night. We weren't blinkers because we knew we were working. So once we go on strike, your attitudes change over different circumstances, and you see a wider range. More comes into your view.
But I shall say this, Alan, I shall never be the same again.
No,
as I have been.
Absolutely.
I shall be as I am now, realising what's happening. And whatever happens over this, I like to carry on fighting, helping other people in the same situation as we've been in. You know, and try to get over to other people what is really happening. Not just sitting back in there.
And when you're talking to you and Mackie here, these are two moderate lads. They're not militants. They're not activists. They're working lads. They're moderates. They don't think about violence. All they want to do is go to work. But you're not going to go to work on the policy of we go to work and everybody else loses their job.
So if Ron's in, wherever he should be in. If they all stay out on strike, he'd win this dispute, but they can't see. He said they've got blinkers on. You know, I'm earning money. Yeah, and they'll go past us in the morning and think, well, look at that silly bugger there, just standing there in the cold. You know, we're just trying to, we're not bothered.
But I've stand before with all of you. And
Well, I mean, you can understand some of them going back in, and some of them go back in because they're bored. Well, I've had 9 months of doing nothing but being bored. But I mean, it'd be too easy to say, oh, I'm fed up and doing nothing, I'll go back into work again. You'd fit in the object. If you can stay at 9 months, you can stay at 12. Which is easy to say.
Same as your lads, you only started about 18 months ago now. When you went into the dispute, you'd only been working about 12 months. You hadn't lost a day's work. They didn't want to know. And yet really, not people like Alan, but the older men, you know, 50, 54, you know, they are sacrificing everything for them young men who haven't lost nothing. It should be the other way about. The man at 55 should be in at work, if anybody. And the young man out fighting for his job.
It comes down to roots. It comes down to if you live in an area where your grandfather great grandfather, when they built the union, it was just a natural progression that you followed that path. But in this area, we've never had that ever. Because everybody's come from all around the area, into the area.
There must be some, or not?
Very few.
A few.
No.
No?
Well, why should he have the rest of him?
But how do you think this all will end?
I don't know.
We've
had a bad day. Yeah, hopefully victory, but I mean, as long as the press keep feeding all the... we keep putting all this shit out in the papers, in the news, it doesn't do it any good whatsoever. Yeah, like the fact the man who was killed, that doesn't do it. The means you have a field on that. I mean, that is stupidity, you know? Killing someone over it, that is daft. But, you don't know when it's going to end. Because Thatcher won't live in, because she's in the previous government in, was it, 74? Was it 72, 72, 74, sorry. And she didn't want to give in then, and Ted Heath gave in. And I think she said then that she'd never give in to an industrial dispute. Well, they smash British Steel, they'll start on British Lower, they're the miners, the car workers have just been like up from 200,000, so we haven't went back. Oh no, that's not going to start. Well, we're going to need some money, the High Court has said. They won't fight it.
We've had a bad 3 weeks or month with you this last month as well. Very bad. So now it just seems to have gone against us, you know. Now, as we are at the moment, if the High Court really been hearing us, for Scarborough and the executive to give in and pay that £200,000 is accepting as the strike is unofficial. And even if the TUC and the Cabinet, is it today the meeting or tomorrow?
Today.
Two of them say they can't support the miners. The union can't live in them. Because that's exactly what anti-trade union laws are.
Yeah.
That's what they've achieved, what they've wanted to achieve then.
Take what anti-trade union laws, take the basic right of working trade unions, with foreign labour. Any man in any job should have the right, if he thinks he's been done wrong by, and he can't get satisfaction, to withdraw his union. If that means to a union or an individual, he should be allowed the right to do it. As the anti-trade union laws stop that.
I think a lot of people would stagger the referendum to say he's a communist, and so on. But I mean, when we do win this battle, in about 10 years' time, people will look back and they'll be thanking the man for what he's done. Yeah, it's an end, it's what it means to an end, really. But in about 10 years' time, you know, if everyone bands together, they'll be thanking the man. Yeah, his aim is there for the working man.
But I wonder about the other trade unions. Well, case that concerns one union, it concerns the union.
It concerns everyone.
Why do they don't say anything?
Because they don't understand.
They feel threatened.
No, because it is not happening to them. I think every individual is the same. If it doesn't affect you personally, you're not involved. But we've got to remember this. The more you don't stand up, the more this country will become a police state. And when we realise it, there will already be a change. Whatever knows hurting them, but then they won't be doing anything about it. They'll already be shackled.
The TUC keep
that. They don't want to see that.
That's human nature. If it doesn't affect me,
it doesn't affect
that well. Carry on.
Yeah, but there's also a human nature that's sympathy or understanding. And, what you're doing is something like that.
We're getting sympathy off certain fractions of all the unions. But even within their unions, there's still people, which is normal, are saying, well, I'm alright. It doesn't affect me where I am.
I feel pretty for them,
it's like the TUC keeps promise that they'll give more support, but you never see it, because you've got the Transport and General Workers, the lorries are still carrying coal, And if they were to, Thatcher would get the army in. She'd say, okay, mobilise the army. Mm-hmm. You know, get them to drive the coal. So the railways because they've not they've said they wouldn't move coal stocks.
A lot of people are blinded, you know. They can't see past the daily newspaper and news, you know. They can't really see what's happening. And a lot of people don't want to see.
What you just said, Hugh, we didn't see last year until we were involved in this dispute. Mm.
I thought it had lasted
We helped the strike workers when they had their...
They'll be back in then.
We were still quite narrow.
Yeah. Just thought it was our duty to help them give what we did and just get my fellow back sort of thing, you know.
That's right,
Do you, at the TUC's talking now, today, do you expect something from them?
No.
From a meeting suddenly?
No.
No?
Only out there again.
If you were going to
talk, you know, no physical support.
If
you
were going to give physical support,
you
should have been at the TUC conference. Because I was there and I heard what was said. It was the old story where the leaders up with their arms, also that's all right, but he's got all the miners around him in the galleries. You see that to keep them don't rock the boat when he's on. You know.
It was at King's Hall in Stoke on Friday. It was nice to see Kennett give his speech, but he was only saying what everyone else had said. The man for me on the platform was Stan Orr, and he's the Shadow Secretary for Energy.
Very good, he was.
That man has battled 110% for the miners from the word go. He's acted as a mediator, you know, the go-between.